No, my understanding is it came from activists who entered the facility at night without the knowledge of the staff.
Is that a legal practice?
Yes, it's illegal. Illegal.
Okay. What proof do you have that it is from this abattoir in Wangaratta?
I have received additional footage from August, which is more relating to the outside of the facility, and I was able to drive around the facility and verify that that's where it came from. So I think based on that and other information I've received from these activists, I was able to know with a certain degree of with some certainty that this was the facility that the footage was taken from.
But if you've seen the outside of the facility, how do you know what the inside looks like?
Well, that's a good point. I don't necessarily know 100%, but I certainly haven't had anyone saying that it's not from that facility.
Has this footage been taken to the RSPCA, to police, before it's been publicly released?
No, it hasn't.
Why not?
We've had a number of abattoir exposés over the last few years, abattoirs and piggeries, where we've taken the footage to the police and to the RSPCA, and the response has been very disappointing. A number of dead-end prosecutions, Wally's Piggery, just outside the ACT, RSPCA New South Wales recently withdrew all the charges against him without much of an explanation. And we've generally had just a very poor response from them and from the police in other similar cases, where the actual breaches of the law are much clearer. So with this footage from Wangaratta, there's not necessarily as many breaches of the law. So our focus in releasing this footage is more just to show what's happening standard in abattoirs across the country.
If you do care about the welfare of animals, though, and obviously you do, isn't it beholden on you to alert the authorities in the hope that they will do something?
There's not much the authorities could do, even if they wanted to. As I say, this is occurring around the country. So for us to give this to the authorities, I think that they'd basically turn around, as they have in the past, and say, so what?
So when did you get access to this footage?
It was about late August, I think, last year.
And why have you waited so long to release it?
I didn't think there was any particular urgency to release this footage. Because it doesn't show any extreme breaches of the law or anything that requires, urgent veterinary attention or urgent authorities doing their own inspection, because it is just showing the standards. And the fact is that we do receive a large volume of footage from facilities all over the country. And at that point, it was determined that this footage was a lower priority.
So if you've held on to it for quite some time, you haven't reported it to the authorities, why is it of such concern to you then?
It's of concern to me because it is showing the standards that we see in abattoirs across the country. So this is happening day to day, and I think it's important that people are able to see this for themselves and know that the meat that they're buying or the animal products they're buying from the supermarket are not coming from, from a happy experience. Abattoirs are not happy places. There's always fear. There's always rough handling. And as we've seen in this footage, there's always instances where animals will make it through to the killing table fully conscious.
You mentioned earlier that it seems that this footage has been obtained illegally. Does that undermine your arguments as well, if you're acting in an illegal way, or the people that have taken this footage have done so in an illegal way?
There's no other way that any footage like this would ever be seen by the public. And that's the case with other, for example, with Wally's Piggery, all of that footage that showed horrific things happening would have never made it to the public eye if it weren't for activists trespassing to gain it in the first place.
What are you hoping the release of this footage achieves?
I'm hoping it allows people to have a second thought about what they're buying, and that there may be, or that there is, unnecessary suffering in purchasing all animal products.
Now, tell us a little bit more about Aussie Farms. I guess I'm curious about what your aims are. Do you see more? Are you aiming to put more of this footage out in the future?
Absolutely. We've released a large amount of footage already. We officially started in April last year with the release of footage from the Corowa slaughterhouse, which is the largest pig slaughterhouse in the country. And we've released footage from a number of piggeries, a growing number of abattoirs, just showing what the standards are, mostly focusing on those legal standards that while they may be legal, they're far from ethical, they're far from humane, and yet people, the Australian public generally has no idea what these standards are, no idea what these places are getting away with.